Okay, and could you either sketch for me here, I need to know about the house that you grew up in or lived most of your life in, just some idea of the floor plan or something. Could you try to sketch it?
No, I couldn't do much sketching, but I could give you kind of a general idea. It was a two-story, kind of an old colonial home, two-story, with about, I believe it was 8 round columns in the front. And we had upstairs on it, there's a porch on it, it was about 8 columns.
Yeah.
And there was there was about 8 rooms and all that.
Upstairs
and down, Had to be, there's 11 of us, 11 children.
So, tell me about, say, the rooms in the house.
They were great big rooms.
Okay, when you walk in.
When you come in, we come in a little hallway.
Yeah.
And the steps goes upstairs. And then the little hallway goes right into the kitchen. Now that's what this house is burnt up, I'm telling you that. Go right into the dining room and then the kitchen. And of course there's some rooms on each side of it as you went in.
Yeah.
And then there was a bedroom on each end of the other. And then the kitchen, dining room and kitchen was out to the left.
Okay. Did you have a special name you say you have a porch upstairs?
Uh-huh.
Do you have a special name for that?
No, just upstairs porch we call it.
Okay. Okay, now this is just some words for different parts of things. In a fireplace, the smoke goes up through the...
chimney.
Okay.
Chimney or chimney, whatever it is. I've got a sign that's like, I can't say it too plain. It's chimney, I guess it is.
Okay. And now what if you had a factory, and you had a thing like a chimney there?
The smokestack, would it?
Okay. And the open place on the floor in front of a fireplace.
Would it be a fireplace?
Yeah, but the open place.
Oh, that would be hearth. Hearth, that's right.
Okay.
Yeah, hearth.
And the things that you lay the wood across?
That would be the andirons.
Okay, any old-fashioned word?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
Come in!
And the thing at the... up above the fireplace that you set vases on?
That's a mantle.
Okay.
I reckon that's what you call it.
Okay. And you might have a big piece of wood that you put at the back of the fireplace that'll burn for a long time.
Well, that's called a back log.
Okay. And what about the kind of wood that you use to start a fire?
You mean the kindling.
Okay. And the black stuff that forms in the chimney?
Soot.
Okay. And if you burn a fire down completely, all you have left is...
charcoal.
Or another
ashes.
Color. Okay, and if they were this color, they would be?
Ashes.
Yeah, but what color?
Ashes. Charcoal would be black.
Yeah, but if they were the color of this...
they'd be an ash color.
Yeah, but what?
Be a white.
Okay, so you say not black ashes, you say?
Black or brown or whatever it is,
okay.
The color they are.
And
it depends on the kind of wood you're burning.
Yeah.
It'd be a different color, see?
Okay, and the thing that, the piece of furniture that I'm sitting in.
Chair.
Okay. And a piece of furniture that is longer and two or three people can sit on it.
This would be a stool, wouldn't it?
No, something.
Or a bitch.
Yeah, but something inside the living room, maybe.
Couch.
Okay. Or another word for that?
Well, it'd be a,
I think it's soap.
It's what? Sofa?
Yeah. Is that the same thing?
Well, it could be.